They say, life is what happens when you're making plans. Sometimes life is what happens when you're mad, when you're angry, when you have been hurt. Because God never promised us a life without pain. As they persecuted me, he said, so will they persecute you. But he did promise his peace, even within the pain. There's an old movie, you perhaps remember it, called The Princess Bride. And Inigo Montoya, who's seeking revenge for his father's death, finally kills the murderer. And reflecting upon his life, he says, it's very strange. I have been in the revenge. You can laugh, don't worry about it. I have been in the because it is funny. Sometimes we should laugh at our own life because the way we behave is very funny. It's very strange. I have been in the revenge business for so long. Now that it's over, I don't know what to do with the rest of my life. Did you ever think that sometimes when you're angry, perhaps even when you seek revenge, that you are losing your life? That life is going on without you? That you are living in the past? And instead of giving in to this thing called forgiveness, you want to dredge up old memories and carry old things behind you like a chain and big, deep weight. One of the things that God tried to teach us is that his teaching is not heavy. It's not onerous. It's light. It's beautiful. It brings you freedom and peace. It's not a drudgery. So when the Egyptians let the Israelites go, God had a lesson for them called the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Because what a slave can never say to his master is no. The slave always has to say yes. Well, the Ten Commandments are teaching enslaved people how to be free. And the first three commandments are about God. Only God is your master. Don't mention his name in vain. And the best and easiest commandment is, there's one day in a week for you. Don't work. Think about your life. Think about your family. Think about your God. Life is more than running from errand to errand. Oh, he's so busy, he got the most out of life. Well, maybe he just didn't have a life to think about. Men like to hide in their work. Women like to hide in their hearts. We all sometimes like to run away from the life that we're living. And that's why the seven commandments after the first three, one deals with honor your mother and father and you have a long life, and the rest are about no. Thou shalt not. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. And the goal of the commandments is never to think about them. When you watch someone do something well, dance, sing, play basketball, they do it so effortlessly and they never think about the rules because they're so good. That's what the Ten Commandments are supposed to be. They are supposed to be forgotten because thou shalt not kill is not the goal. The goal of the commandment is to love someone so much that you give your life for them. The Ten Commandments are the bare minimum. So be careful how you spend your life and what you do in your mind. Live your life. Don't do other things like hate or seek revenge or maintain anger. Those are things we should be freed from so that we might reflect about how we are living. Some people party because they have something to celebrate. Some people party because they have nothing to celebrate. They simply want to forget who they are and where they are. May we be those people who enjoy who we are and spend our life living it. Slava Isusu Christu.